Welcome to the podcast series from the specialists at Endeavor Health. I'm Melanie Cole, and today our discussion focuses on treatment options for early stage breast cancer, mastectomy, and other options for surgical treatment for breast cancer. And joining me is Dr. Catherine Pesch. She's a clinical associate professor at the University of Chicago Medicine and a breast surgeon with Endeavor Health. I want to let the listeners know right off the bat, this is a very personal story about me as well today, a patient story, because Dr. Pesch is my surgeon, and I had a mastectomy in February of 2024. So we're going to get into some of the ins and outs of breast cancer treatments and how we women make these decisions, these life-changing decisions that we make when we hear that awful news. Dr. Pesch, I'm so glad to have you with us. I'd like you to start by telling listeners the prevalence of breast cancer, so we can start from a place where women really understand how common this is.
Thanks, Melanie. Thanks for having me. Yes, unfortunately, breast cancer is becoming more and more common. When I started, the prevalence was about one in every eight women, but most recently, it has become about one in every seven women. And, you know, some of that is because we're actually really good at finding it. And especially in America, we're looking for it. So that does increase your prevalence somewhat. But it's very black and white that it's a very, very common cancer. It's the most common cancer in women.
Well, it certainly is. I know so many people that have had it over the years. Now, we'll talk about maybe on another podcast all diagnosis, because that really is such an important thing you brought up. As far as I do whole breast ultrasound along with mammogram because of dense tissue. But so that's something we can also discuss. But let's get right into diagnosis. When the first words are spoken to a woman, they're awful. And at this point, we don't know if it's spread. We don't know the extent. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what happens right after diagnosis?
It's often the most difficult period of a woman's life. I think what I hear most often from patients is that they just weren't expecting it. Very commonly, women say to me, "Why is this happening? It doesn't run in my family." And I think there's just a misunderstanding there. Most breast cancer is not genetic. And so, you know, women are really just shocked by it when it happens. But we really just start from the basics and talk about how does breast cancer develop. And a lot of women I find really want to know, what is the type of tissue that is developing this breast cancer? Breast cancer can be derived from what's called the ductal cells of the breast or the lobular cells of the breast. And then there's actually four different kinds of breast cancer after that. So we really just start from the very beginning and kind of go through those basics. And luckily, as you said, it's all about trying to figure out what stage does it appear to be in. And luckily, if a woman does good screening yearly, we do catch it early. And most women do well. But I know we'll get into more of those specifics.
Well, for myself personally, the only time I really cried was at biopsy, because then I didn't know. Once I got the diagnosis, doctor, I felt not relieved, but I felt like now I had a way forward, a map. I could do my research and figure out what I wanted to do next. So it kind of gave me a place to go forward. Now, when you talk about all the different types, that's where I had to learn all the HER2 positive and ER, PR, and what all those things mean. Can you briefly be our physiology teacher for a second and explain to us what that all means?
Absolutely. So breast cancers have proteins, and some breast cancers have them and some don't. And what these are called receptors. The most common type of breast cancer has what's called the estrogen receptor, and it's a protein on the side of the cancer molecules. And what that means is that the breast cancers feed off estrogen. They like hormones. So any circulating hormones in your body, estrogen and progesterone, your breast cancer likes it, and it allows it to grow. And that is the most common type of breast cancer. where the estrogen and the progesterone receptors are what we call it positive, meaning they're present. There are other types of breast cancer where the estrogen and progesterone receptors are negative, meaning they're not there, as well as we test for an additional receptor called the HER2 receptor. If a patient has the HER2 positive receptor, that's about 20% of our breast cancers, we know this is a type of breast cancer that if you just do surgery alone, and I'm a surgeon, I like to think that we can cure everyone, but the truth of the matter is with surgery alone, it does tend to come back. And therefore, because we don't like that and we want to prevent that from happening, we usually are going to be recommending chemotherapy as well as immunotherapy in those patients. It's a different form of treatment for these HER2 positive breast cancers that's more targeted and requires more intensive treatment, but the treatment does work well. Similarly, the last type of breast cancer to talk about is when all three of those receptors are negative. So if the estrogen, progesterone receptors are negative and the HER2 is negative, we call that triple negative breast cancer. This tends to be our most aggressive breast cancer in that the recurrence rates are the highest and it does require more intensive therapy, chemotherapy and immunotherapy.
That was a great explanation. And I'm going to keep you explaining things because now I was lucky, Dr. Pesch, because on diagnosis day, I got a call from your office. And I had made an appointment with you anyway, because you and I had seen each other before. And I got to see you the very next day. And that is rare. And so I just want to always thank Endeavor Health and Dr. Pesch's office, because that was really exceptional. The care that I received when I came to see you, I knew what I wanted. I'd like you to explain to the listeners, when we're talking about surgical treatment options, mastectomy flat, mastectomy with reconstruction, which you know I didn't do because I'm 4 foot whatever I am, and lumpectomy, which then usually goes along with some form of adjuvant therapy, radiation or something. Can you explain a little bit about all three of those things?
Yeah, absolutely. So every woman that's newly diagnosed, we as surgeons really lay out their options for surgery. And one of those is what's called a lumpectomy, where you just remove the portion of the breast with the cancer. But classically, if you choose that option, we do recommend radiation after surgery to help prevent breast cancer from coming back in that breast. The other option is a mastectomy, and that's where you can choose both with or without reconstruction. And that's really in my consultations where I spend the majority of my time. And I can tell you, my thought process is always number one, as a surgeon, the priority is get the cancer out, get it all out, and do it in the safest way possible. But then also, what's the breast going to look like after? If I have a larger tumor and the woman doesn't have a large breast size, I don't want to do too large of a lumpectomy and leave her with that breast being much smaller and asymmetrical compared to her other breast. So a lot of times we talk through these type of issues. And then lastly, it really is getting to know your patient. And Melanie, I know you can speak to this. You really have to learn how your patient feels about her breasts. How is her overall anxiety about her breasts? Where's her other risk factors and things like screening in the future? If you do a lumpectomy, we are going to have to screen you carefully forever after that. So is a woman comfortable with that? And that's where you really get to fine tune what's best for each patient. And it's one of the things I like best about what we do. You know, you really have options and you get to talk that out and as your advocate to just make sure we're doing what's right for you.
Well, it certainly is, and I can attest to this, a shared decision-making, and you are brilliant at it. You really do explain these options so well. You did tell me I would probably cry because I went flat, and I did not do reconstruction, and I didn't. And I think I look cute. I mean, it's not that big a deal. I'm 60 years old, and I didn't.
You do.
You're so nice. And you know what? I was glad to have it gone. As you said, you want this to be gone. And then we look at the treatments, and it's after surgery that we find out the extent, right? And if you took lymph nodes.
Correct. So most women with stage one breast cancer or higher at diagnosis, we have to also evaluate the lymph nodes, which means when breast cancer spreads, the first place it spreads to are the lymph nodes in the armpit. And so you always have to remove a few lymph nodes, see if there's any cancer there. Part of surgery is really getting all the information so we can give you your final, what we call pathologic stage. Because we really know everything for sure once it's out. How big is the tumor exactly? We rerun those receptors. We also look at the lymph nodes, and that just really gives us a complete picture of everything.
Then what's next? What's the follow-up like, and where do you come in, Dr. Pesch, versus the person's oncologist and their medical home, their primary care? Tell us a little bit about life after this kind of surgery. And I will tell everybody right now, my surgery was, I'm not going to say easy, because of course, no major surgery, life-changing surgery is easy, but I had no pain. I had full range of motion. I had no pain. I didn't even have to take Tylenol. So ladies, when you're talking to your doctors, don't be afraid to ask the questions about pain management and such. But I had none, because Dr. Pesch is brilliant at what she does. But in any case, what's the follow-up like? How often do we see you versus oncology?
So after surgery, I always see our patients post-operatively about a week later. We also at that time will set you up with a medical oncology appointment. And so whenever you develop a breast cancer, you essentially inherit two doctors, your surgeon and your medical oncologist. And we become your team moving forward for years. And most patients will, for the next at least 5 years, really alternate visits between myself and your oncologist. And that early post-operative period, we have you meet with the oncologist to again review what was found at surgery and figure out which types of adjuvant therapy are needed. Most women need some form of adjuvant therapy, be it chemotherapy, radiation, or what's called hormonal therapy for these women with estrogen-positive breast cancers. And so that's where the plan is established. And I see all my patients every 6 months for the first few years. Eventually, I try to space that out and see them once a year. I'm also in charge of all their future mammograms and imaging, so I keep track of all of that for them.
That's the only thing that's going to make me sad is when I don't get to see you anymore once or twice a year. And I want to let the listeners know also, when you come out of surgery, you got drains in, but they teach you. And Dr. Pesch has such a wonderful team of nurse navigators that really answer your calls. They answer your questions. They show you how to do your drains. It's really not as complex as I imagined it would be. And it was certainly much less pain and trauma than I thought it would be as well. So that's just something I wanted to put out there. Dr. Pesch, before we wrap up, I have a few personal questions for you. As one of the busiest breast surgeons on the North Shore, which I know that you are, tell us a little bit about your philosophy of care for women going through this, because you are so compassionate and so easy to speak with. What is your philosophy of care as you began your surgeon journey and now as you've been this for however long you have?
Yeah. Sometimes I really do pause and just think how lucky I am to do this job. Deciding on breast cancer surgery was for sure, for me, the best decision I ever made. I knew I wanted to do some form of cancer surgery, and I tried them all out. And what I loved most about breast cancer is I felt I really could make a difference. And I think a lot of what that boils down to is most women do well. And if they need a surgeon, it's because we're going for the cure. And that really resonated with me. I think when you ask about my philosophy of care, what is clear to me is I really do see women, again, like I've said earlier, at some of their most difficult periods of their life, and being able to walk them through that, but also take a personal approach. You know, it's not like a colon cancer where you just take out the tumor and you're done and nobody knows. The breasts are a very personal thing that can be very anxiety provoking. My philosophy is I just want to be your advocate, and I really want to get to know you and what's important to you and really remove your cancer, but also make you happy with what you're seeing in the mirror for the rest of your life.
It really is such important work you're doing. Last question, Dr. Passion, one of my favorite ones. For patients that are just meeting you or they're going to meet you soon, what do you do outside of work life? What do you do for fun? What's the life of a very busy breast surgeon like outside of work?
I wish I had a more interesting answer for you, but I do have 4 children and they keep me busy. It takes a village. I have lots and lots of help, including a wonderful husband. You know, it's not easy being married to a surgeon, especially at this time of year. We'll have 5 basketball games on a Saturday, so not a lot of me time, but that's okay. I'm in this phase of life where being a mom is one of my greatest gifts as well. So if I really want to take some time for me, I guess what I'd say is I do a hot yoga class. But that's about it.
Well, I mean, really, I don't know how you have time for anything, but you are so busy. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave women with when they are faced with this decision of treatment options and really what you do for them?
I think one of the things I try to make sure they understand is they have time. They have time on their side. There's no need to rush a surgical decision. This is a big decision. But even our most aggressive breast cancers do not spread and grow on a week-to-week basis. And so because of that, I always just want to make sure the patients are understanding their options and in the end, just making sure we do what's right for them. And I'm constantly trying my best to make sure that that happens.
I love that you said that it doesn't spread week to week because our anxiety really tells us that it does. And so when you say that as the expert you are, it's so important for us to hear. And Dr. Pesch, you have been such a supportive guiding light in this difficult time in my life. And I know that I'm going to get choked up, but I know that there are probably so many women whose lives you have saved, who are grateful for your expertise. And so I thank you for joining us today and sharing that expertise with us so we can learn what's really going on. Thank you again. And for more information about Dr. Pesch and Endeavor Health, please visit our website at endeavorhealth.org. That concludes this episode from the specialists at Endeavor Health. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so very much for joining us today.